Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. We're going to keep bringing great advice from great thinkers, great teachers, great coaches everywhere so that you can enjoy going to work and you can provide a better experience for your patients. And today, we're going to be talking about an element of your practice that's so important. It's called the handoff. Some people don't do it at all. Some people do it, but don't get it right. And some people master it. And today I have an amazing coach on. Her name is Michelle Wakeman. And she walks us through how to master the handoff. One move that can have an amazing impact on your practice. So please listen to this. I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll see you soon. Guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show. We love doing this. We're going to keep bringing some great education with some great thinkers, great teachers, and amazing coaches. And I have an amazing coach on today. And you ever thought to yourself, like, this whole clinical handoff, administrative handoff, doing handoffs in a practice, when you take a patient from one place to the next, we got to get this right. So today we're going to be talking about mastering the handoff, one move that has a big impact. With one of our amazing coaches. Her name is Michelle Wakeman. Michelle, thanks for being on. I appreciate you.
Hey, Kirk. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you're going to see. She is wonderfully brilliant. And, you know, I hope you guys are taking notes in some of these things. If you're not taking notes, don't worry. We're taking notes for you. But making sure that your patients have a great experience is it's so important to the growth of your practice. And a lot of practices are very transactional. They're not relational. So today's a really important piece of this. And we're big fans of the handoff. And so maybe we should start here. Tell us why the handoff is so important. Why do we have to master this piece of it?
Well, handoffs are important for a variety of reasons. It sounds simple, but they have a huge impact in the fact that it helps your patient feel more safe, more welcome in their environment. And how do so many dental patients present in the office? They present with an aspect of fear. So if we can do something small to actually help decrease that fear response, why not do it? It elevates your customer service. And let's be honest, yes, we're seeing patients and we're providing healthcare, but we are in the customer service business to a certain extent. It's also going to help your team with communication and organization and help streamline things from back to front.
Yeah, absolutely. The currency of your practice in the future, it's going to be trust. There's going to be a lot of options out there. And at the end of the day, if I'm going to reach into my pocket and use my discretionary income for this thing called dentistry, which we all value, I got to trust the people I'm around. We are in an environment, a world that we're just completely underwhelmed by the experiences we have with most businesses. I mean, I'm not going to go off on the healthcare system right now. There's these major healthcare systems here in Milwaukee, and it's so underwhelming. I mean, I end up, if you can even get an appointment now, you tell your life story to a nurse who's half listening, and then the doctor comes in and asks you the same questions. And I'm like, do you guys even talk in the hallway? So our hope by listening to this podcast in the framework that we have is that you guys can go back and use this to better those touches that you have with each one of those patients. Maybe we should start here. What is a handoff? We should probably define that for everybody.
Great question. So a handoff is simply the exchange of information from one person to another. Ideally, it involves the patient in a triangular sort of setup. So what I'll often coach my clients on is to actually go into your operatories, practice this, go in with your team, set up with a patient in the chair, doctor on one side, clinician on the other. And what that does is it creates a triangle where you're sharing information, helps inspire trust, and helps involve the patient in the process. To your point, Kirk, I think we can all think of a situation where we've gone in, and like you said, you feel like no one's listening. So the handoff shows your patients, hey, I listened to you. I took in what you said to the extent that I'm able to then repeat that information back to this other provider. Also saves the patient from having to explain themselves over and over again, which can get seriously frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the triangle thing. There's so many ways that you can simplify this for your team. The triangle is the first piece of it. And then I even had a treatment coordinator in Atlanta. She said this, I never want a patient up here without four eyes. And so she would actually send patients back. Like, I need four eyes. I need the two eyes of the patient and I need the two eyes of the assistant or the doctor. And I was like, you send them back? And she's like, I sent him right back because it speaks to the level of care that we want to create. Now, the other thing too, you got to look at the benefit for the patient because the patient often is overwhelmed. They don't really love to go to the dental office sometimes. And so with that, we're going to create a little bit more of a, hey, slowing down, we care. I always say this, but what you do either screams you care or you don't care. I get it. Everyone's busy. And a lot of times the handoffs we see in dentistry is we park a patient. We're going to park them right here. And then when she's off the phone, she'll talk to you. Have a great day. You know, and then you run back and do your thing. So where do these handoffs happen? Take us through that.
So great question. Handoffs happen in a variety of places. I mean, anytime you're involving a patient and sharing information. So they can occur clinically from assistant to doctor. They can occur from assistant to hygienist. Let's say your hygienist is coming in to grab a patient and take them over to their chair for a hygiene appointment after a filling. You're going to have that assistant hand off that patient to that hygienist so that they're up to date on what's going on. As you were just saying, it also occurs with our business team. So when we are transitioning a patient from our chair to then go discuss something about financial arrangements or their next appointment, we want to make sure that we provide a concierge level of service to that patient by actually facilitating that exchange from that patient to from our chair to our business team member. What I love about a handoff at the front desk is it also helps to loop that business team member into the relationship. So right. I've just spent an hour as a hygienist or, you know, at 30 minutes to an hour, maybe longer if I'm a dental assistant, establishing a rapport with that patient. I need to let our business team member establish that same rapport by inviting them into that relationship because they're about to talk about something that can be very sticky with that patient. They're going to talk about money. If there's no relationship there, then how is that patient supposed to trust that person to look out for their best interest from an investment standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. You could take, I mean, we could spend a lot of time on the vantage point and the values from each person, but let me just piggyback on what you said, the admin person. A lot of times admin team members don't have a lot of clinical training. So they get conceptually what some of these things are, and that's where you as a hygienist or as an assistant or as a doctor can say, okay, let me share with you a little bit about why we discussed what we discussed. Here's what we're going to do, and it sets it up. And if I'm an admin team member and I don't have a lot of that, I'm like making it up as I'm going along. I don't know why we're scheduling. And really a big piece of the scheduling is the why. I got to know the why. So I can get you scheduled and I can talk about the money and all of those pieces, but I really want to be woven into the why Mrs. Jones is going to come back for this perio appointment or advanced restorative procedure. And now I can talk to her more on a relational level than a transactional level. What you want to do by doing all these is you're going to slowly, by building these systems, move away from transactional and more into relational, which is, again, it's the background of your future. Now, one more thing, I'll just speak on behalf of the dentist and I'll just kind of throw myself into the mix. There's so many things going on in a day. You're running from operatory to operatory. You don't even know if it's male or female when you're walking in here. You can't even remember the patient's name. I know who you are because I've watched you like, oh my gosh, he doesn't even know her name. He doesn't. Like, he's totally faking it. So this becomes an important piece of continuity. You know, I know for me, the average adult has to hear something 7 times, but I got to hear it 30 times before I can even get my brain around it. So I need the help of people around me going, come here. Okay, you're going to come in here and let me remind you what happened last time. And you're going to go, oh, shoot, I totally forgot about that. And don't bring up her husband because her husband passed away. You quickly are brought into the current state of what's going on and you don't, it reduces the mental fatigue. Don't you think, Michelle?
Oh, it totally does. And let's take it one step further. Let's actually have that conversation instead of having it in the hallway about the patient. Let's have it in the operatory with the patient.
Right.
Let's bring them into that conversation. To your point about, the doctor running around and being crazy, you're absolutely right. They're doing 17,000 things in a day. And if I'm a hygienist and I've just spent an hour with a patient, I want to encourage you to invite that doctor in. Like your operatory is your home. Let's welcome them into our home. And let's also talk about the value of them being there. Hey, Mrs. Jones, I'm so excited Dr. Awesome's here to do your exam today. We're going to get another set of eyes just to make sure that there's nothing going on that could potentially impact your health. Dr. Awesome, Mrs. Jones has shared with me that she definitely does not want to lose any teeth throughout her life. The great news is we looked at her periodontal health today. She's had some improvement. We celebrated that. We would love your expert opinion just to make sure that there's nothing that you see that could potentially impact those goals for her in her future.
Love that.
Now the doctor knows their motivation. They know their why. They know what we've done today. They know why we've done it. And the other thing is we've just told the patient again why we did it, because people have to hear something how many times?
Seven, I think.
Seven. So
yeah.
Now, actually getting in those extra times when you do those handoffs.
Yeah. And if you're a team member listening to this and you work for Dr. Awesome, your Dr. Awesome might be a chatty Cathy. So he might chat, ask about barbecue, talk about the football game this weekend. And without a proper clinical handoff, this could go in some weird directions where now we're talking about dogs. And did you see the parade and how they're closing the exit over here and the city zoning rules? And now we're 11 minutes in the appointment and we're still talking about the parade and dogs. And you're like, okay, so what did you guys do before I got here? And you're like, oh gosh, I'm so glad you asked. This is where you can streamline the operation. And it's not about making it transactional. It's about focusing. You can still do the relational stuff with an excellent handoff, where you have an amazing person like Michelle telling you what just happened. You can do rapport second, which is I'm going to totally get focused on why this person is here and what was discussed. And then as I'm taking a look, we can talk about the parade and the dogs and all that, what's happening on the exit, because I know what I'm looking for, and it makes an efficient use of time. You think you're not being nice to patients, but you're actually being very nice to them when you're focused on why they're there in the first place. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Why do patients come to us? And I mean, that's a conversation for a whole nother podcast. What are patients' goals and being there? But for most patients, they're coming for healthcare. So let's provide healthcare first. The relationship aspect is absolutely vital. I know I always, as a hygienist, loved finding out more about my patients personally, but there's a way to do that, just like you said, in your handoff, and do it smoothly and professionally. Hey, Dr. Awesome, I know you're going to want to spend some time chatting with Mrs. Jones about her trip last weekend. I'm going to give you guys 2 minutes and then we're going to get back to work.
Love it.
That way you've set the expectation that you know they're going to want to have that conversation, but we're also going to have parameters to that time that we're going to spend together.
Okay, let's go back to the parameters. Let's go specific here. How do you perform an excellent handoff? Let's go through that.
So great question. I always like to think of a handoff as having a recipe. Okay. So it's what did we do today? What did we discover today? What do we need next? And then what do I need from you? So I always want to make sure that when I give a handoff, I'm specifically telling whoever I'm giving the handoff to what our next steps are and what I need them to do for us, whether it's the doctor in a clinical setting. So doctor, now I've given you this information. What we need next is your expert opinion on whether you think a crown is warranted for that tooth on the upper left that Mrs. Jones was concerned about. If I'm giving that handoff to a business team member, hey, Susie, we're all done with our appointment today. It went great. Mrs. Jones found a tooth on her upper left where we noticed some decay. She's very concerned about that. Dr. Awesome recommended a crown. She definitely wants to move forward with that. She just needs more information on the investment prior to scheduling. Susie, would you be able to get her that information on her investment, please, and get that scheduled? Great. So again, what we did, why we did it, what's next, and what do we need from you?
Yeah, that bears repeating. Like, that's a great framework. What did we do today? What did we discover? What's next? And we love your expert opinion. If you can get, and you can get creative with this, you can add your own style to this. Now, let me ask one more piece. And everyone's so worried about like a hygienist talking too much about treatment or diagnosing. There's no laws in the United States that limit a hygienist from sharing with a patient what they're thinking. It doesn't mean they're diagnosing. And I'm going to look up real quick how many hygienists have actually been arrested for diagnostics. So, take us through that piece. Like, how much can I talk about what's going to happen next?
Language matters.
Right.
So I'm never going to tell a patient, all right, well, you need a crown on that tooth. What I'm going to say to them is, in my experience, when Dr. Awesome treats a tooth that looks similar to yours, he generally will recommend a crown. That's in order to hold the tooth together because there's decay and it's very large. And we want to make sure that everything stays stable for you in the long term. We'll get his expert opinion to see whether he agrees that that's the appropriate treatment there.
Love it.
I didn't tell the patient that they had to do it. I didn't tell them what they needed. I told them, in my experience, what type of treatment is generally recommended for that particular issue that they're having.
Yeah. Now let's go to the other roles in the practice. Would you modify these four steps for the admin team handoff? Like, how would you do this?
No, it's literally always the same. Okay. The admin needs to know the exact same thing. What we did, why we did it, what's next, what do I need from you? And the only extra piece that I would throw in there, and it kind of goes in with the why, what is their goal? Why is this treatment important to this patient? The doctor needs to know that, and your business team needs to know that. Because if we don't know what that patient's primary motivating factor is, how are we going to be able to answer any objections that they may have to the treatment?
Right.
Whether it's time, money, fear, those are generally the big three that we hear about from patients. And if we don't do the work to ascertain what are your concerns and then provide that information to the next person that we're passing the baton to, then we're going to be unsuccessful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about chairside assistance. Either seating a patient or handing off a patient, same thing, same four steps. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, exact same steps. When the patient comes in and they're seating the patient, let's say they're coming in for a filling. They're going to get the patient's medical history, talk to them, you know, what do you understand about your procedure today? Maybe the patient's going to ask them a question. Maybe they're going to tell them that they're fearful. You're going to do the exact same thing. Hey, Dr. Awesome, we're ready to go. Mrs. Jones is a little apprehensive about that filling today. So then we're letting the doctor know without saying it, like, hey, you're going to need to give them a little extra TLC, maybe a little shoulder rub, go nice and slow on that injection. And she's ready to move forward. She understands that we're doing this because she has decay and she does not want to lose that tooth in the future. So now I'm building some value into that appointment so that that patient isn't going to have buyer's remorse after they leave. Yeah. And then, you know, what's next? All right, doc. So we're ready for you to go ahead and get everything comfortable for Mrs. Jones so we can move forward with that. So now the doctor knows what we need from him and we go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be the dentist listening. Michelle, you don't understand, my practice is crazy busy. We got a lot of patients. I've got a lot of team members. You know, how do I implement this across the board? Do we have to role play? Do we practice? How do we make this happen?
So there are a variety of different ways to introduce this into a practice. What I have found to be most successful in the past is doing some skills practice with that. So setting aside time, and you know, at ACT, we are huge proponents of setting aside time to work on the business, land that plane. So during your weekly meeting time, set aside some time for your clinical team, your business team to actually role play through this. Go back in an operatory, look at the structure where, as a hygienist, it sounds silly, but when the doctor comes in, am I going to be scrunched in the corner? Do I need to find a place that I can move around so that we can get into that triangular position? Let's say when we head up front, same thing. There's a front door right by my business team desk. I need to position myself in between the front door and the patient so that the patient understands, hey guys, we're stopping here and we're going to talk to Sally before I let you get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. And if your team tends to be a larger team, or maybe not even a larger team, one of the things that you're probably experiencing as you're listening to this podcast is like, oh my gosh, I got to train everybody to do this. You know, I'm a big fan of, you can call it cross training. I like to think of it as cross auditing. So we have 10 coaches here and it's fun to watch them listen to other calls. So if you have multiple assistants, have them audit how somebody else does it and say, hey, can I just, you know, in sales, they call them ride-alongs, where I'm just going to ride along and see how you do this. If you're a hygienist, it might be worth your time to just watch how other hygienists, because you can share best practices. Chances are, if you have more than two, somebody's doing it really well. And they have the ability to share that knowledge and experience with somebody else who's learning this for the first time and speed up their learning. And you get so much out of it by watching. So we talked about earlier, sometimes it takes seven times to hear something, But when it goes through the eyes, when you're experiencing a handoff and you're watching it done really well, it goes up by four times. Like you're able to retain it at a much higher level. So what other thoughts do you have just on making sure everybody gets on the same page? Because we all got to be aligned on this, right?
Absolutely. And so I think present your team with that recipe of what we're looking for. You know, what did we do? What did we discover? What's next? What do we need from you? And then also let your team know, here's the good thing. The patient doesn't know what it's supposed to sound like. So if you don't do it correctly, they're not going to know. And every single time you do it is an opportunity to practice. So as a hygienist, let's say you see 8 patients a day, you get to practice that handoff 16 times. Because we're handing off to the doctor and we're also handing off to our business team member up front. Yeah. So encourage your teams, you know, look at this as growth. If you're either succeeding or you're learning.
Yeah.
We're not failing. So let's all get in there and give it the old college try and try again.
I love it. It's a great framework. You know, what did we do today? What did we discover today? What's next? And we'd love your expert opinion. Put those 4 steps in. And like Michelle said, you said it so well, like we don't have to be perfect. Let's just make it better every time, every day, little by little. And you're going to see your patients are going to love it. You're going to feel less stressed. You're going to feel like you know people better. You're going to be able to connect more with the why. There's multiple benefits of getting the handoff right. So any last thoughts you have, Michelle?
I just want to encourage everybody, you know, give it a go. I mean, again, it sounds so simple. It sounds like such a no-brainer to talk about this handoff process. But the more you practice it, the more that you'll discover the little things that are helpful. And I guarantee you, your team is going to be so happy just to have better communication and clarity. I think as, you know, when I talk to my clients and we look at what's going well and what's not going well, 9 times out of 10, their problems stem from communication and issues surrounding that. So if we can find a way to streamline communication within the practice, it's going to make things easier for everyone's day.
So well said. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So
my good pleasure. Stuff.
I love it. I love it. So if you're a dentist, you're listening or a team member, you should check out our blog. You can go to actdental.com/blog. You're going to see a ton of resources. We're also adding more and more podcasts of things that you guys want to see. And if you're just struggling, trying to get your practice to move in the right, don't do that. Burnout is at an all-time high in dentistry. And while I'm not a doctor to diagnose burnout, my anecdotal research is predictability is just lower than ever. People are just stressed with things aren't working the same way. You know, and so the more predictability you put in the practice, the more you can trust, you know what's going to happen next. The handoffs are a big piece of this. We're here to help you. You can contact Gina on our team. She's our full-time therapist for clients. That's what she is. Her name is G-I-N-A, and you can reach out to her, Gina@actdental.com. So Michelle, stick around while I say goodbye to everybody else, but thank you guys for listening or watching the Best Practices Show. I don't know how this is working, but we're loving it. We're going to keep bringing it more and more. I love this profession so much. You're going to get more and more great information. I just want you to enjoy the drive to work, get some good information from some great thinkers, enjoy going to work. So keep showing up. We'll keep bringing it. So until we see you next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.